Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, August 16. Hi, Tori.
Hi.
I'm in a good mood, I guess, right?
Yes, you said yeah. 16.
I've got a lot of energy because I'm all straight as an arrow this morning.
Wow.
So there you go. You see,
you go.
I got to come prepared for the show.
That's right.
And I can't be ignorant of our listeners.
That's
here.
That's right.
So they don't need somebody just blabbing around and
no.
stuff like that. So,
no.
How you doing, Tori?
I'm doing very well, and you?
Yes, I'm doing great too. Great weather. You must be happy with the news that there might be a landslide, actually,
yeah.
right?
And a landslide. Yeah.
And you know what? The funny thing is that's what I've been predicting,
yeah.
you know, even though I don't want her to win.
Right.
But I think that's the reality. I
yeah.
think this is the hump. This is where it all started.
Ended
for him.
Yeah, I giggle when anyone says hump. It's so stupid. I'm a 3-year-old.
Okay.
No, yeah, Nate Silver from the beginning was like, it's going to be a landslide. He's the guy who does a lot of like algorithms to decide baseball stats and stuff. And yeah, it sort of like culminated in this very close race until suddenly she just pulled ahead because he started talking like a jackass.
Yeah.
And yesterday he tried speaking, doing prompter. And man, there's nothing worse than Trump and prompter. He is terrible. He's like, da 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 da. He's just much better as a speaker off. So
right.
he's trying, but it's too little too late.
Yeah, I think he's lost it.
Yeah.
I really think he took it a little bit too far.
Yeah.
Overconfident.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Not listening to advisors. I mean, today
yeah.
on the stage, he had 4 economic and foreign policy advisors. It was like mm-hmm. he's trying.
Yeah, but a little too late.
A little too late, my
yeah.
friend. You snooze, you lose.
Exactly. You know, so we'll see what happens there, you know, but Republicans just may not have to go out and vote.
Right. I don't know what y'all do.
Yeah.
Just hold a vigil for yourself.
Wow. I have to deal with the loss for the 3rd election in a row.
It's not. You have a great streak going.
Exactly. At least I should be proud of that, right?
Consistent. That's right.
Thank you all for joining us. We have a special guest in the studio, and we'll get to her in just a moment, visiting us from abroad.
Mm.
And that's cool. We always love to welcome people from other countries. And a couple of things. I guess they're saying that if your parents live long, then you're probably likely to live long, too. And if they don't, you're likely not to, too. And it's very interesting. I don't know what the correlation is between them, but they're saying that, try to understand this one. Your risk of death falls 17% for each decade at least one parent lives beyond 70.
I mean, I imagine it's genetics.
Right? Yeah,
father's parents died at 56, both of them.
Really?
And he was just going to law school, and he lost both of them.
Wow.
And when he turned 57, we had like a huge party.
Really? Yeah.
Really rad.
That makes sense,
yes.
right?
Everyone's like, 57? I'm like, you have no idea.
Yeah, right?
No idea.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know. But I'm also thinking that my grandmother on my dad's side lived to 90, and
oh,
my
could.
Dad's already 83
there you go.
Or something. So.
My grandmother's like, I think 93. My husband's grandmother is still alive at 102.
Wow.
And she has her little port every night, and she goes... She's just really, she just says, I've lived an obscene amount of time.
Right? You see everybody dropping around you like
crazy.
Flies and you stay alive, you
she
know?
She does. I just tried, gave her sushi for the first time at 101 at a birthday party. And she liked it.
Really? She probably goes, what have I waited all
That's
these
right.
years for, right?
That's right. Sushi. She was like, what is that? Like,
yeah, oh. right.
And everyone's like, don't give it to it. Don't. And she was like, yeah, okay, I like it.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, when you're in LA, all you eat is sushi
oh
for
God.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Ugh. I mean, that's all they have here, for crying out loud.
And now they have the poke or pokey stations where you can get like tuna in a bowl with brown rice, and it's popping up on West Hollywood. There's
oh, really?
Like 4 new ones.
Really?
Yeah, it's like the new Chipotle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Haven't tried it.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if I'll try that.
I don't know if I will.
But there are good sushi places out here,
yeah.
that's for sure. because there's so many of them. You got to be good or you're not going to survive.
No.
Yeah. Well, what can you do, you know? Anything in the news there in your newspaper that we should talk about?
Let's see. Oh, yes. Okay, so this prosecute. Well, this is not that interesting. Oh, there was a false alarm at JFK Airport, which is really interesting.
Really?
Yeah, there was a reported gunfire at Terminal 8, and what happened was, and this is the worst kind of thing that would happen, emergency panic spread over nothing. And that's what you don't want to see happen. And it went, it rumbled, and then people were running and screaming and jumping into things, and nothing had happened. So, but that's how panic can cause more, you know, stampedes. It can cause real problems. Right. So they're trying to look into what happened. But is that interesting when nothing happens and it spreads?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just a contagion, you know. I mean, everybody watches everybody else, and they
so
do what they do. You
it
know,
just spreads exactly.
Hey, if they're running, they must be running from something.
Seriously.
So I will run too.
Hey, where are they going? I'll go there too. But it's funny. I read a book on survival, and they say in a panic, most people on planes or trains or some kind of vehicle, they always reach for their bag. To take it, 99% of people, and it's almost like an instinct.
Uh-huh.
And he was suggesting that, like, the biggest problem in impeding people to survive from plane crashes is that bags are being held and holding people up.
Mm.
And so they said they're trying to change the opening, like, security little spiel to include, if there is an emergency, leave all your belongings. Because the seatbelt thing is so useless. We get it. You put the thing in the thing. We get it. You don't need a seatbelt thing.
We need to understand the oxygen mask, I guess, right?
Yes. But, like, at least give us useful.
I've flown a million times. I still don't know how to use it if I had to.
What is this
I just
thing?
Know you have to use it first before you put it on the baby.
That's right. And something's not going to inflate, but I don't know what.
Yeah.
Hopefully not my lungs.
Oh, wow. All right. You've been watching some of the Olympics?
I watch some of the Olympics. I'm loving the Simone Biles. I love the gymnastics. I love the diving. Some guy had a belly flop. Did you see this?
No.
There was a belly flop in the diving.
Wow.
Not good.
No, not good at all.
I feel bad.
Yeah, I've been missing all the diving. That's my favorite.
I know, me too.
I got to watch some more. But they had a lot of track yesterday, right?
Yeah. Track is hard to, like, see and get the, you know...
connect to it.
Yeah,
right?
A little bit. It's hard
because they're
all starting on a diag, so you don't really.
Right. Yeah. They're all running and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
But there's that famous photo that came out of Usain Bolt where he's just smiling and the three people behind him are like dying.
Really?
It's a great photo.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
And then this runner dived into the finish line.
Oh,
did
yes,
you see her?
To beat Allison Felix.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was allowed.
I know.
You could just dive?
I know. I was thinking that too.
I was like, how is that? So what if everyone just dove?
Right.
Are you mixing diving and running now? That would be interesting. But that seems so odd to me that was allowed.
I know. Maybe it is.
I guess
who
so.
Knows?
You slide
yeah.
in. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
But very interesting.
Yeah. But obviously, you can only do this when you're the last second there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, imagine you're like fifth place and you just die.
And you missed the line.
Like, and no. Not at all.
Wow. So, very cool. So let's bring in our guest now, who's sitting here patiently, and I don't know if she's being entertained or not. I hope so.
I hope so, too. I have. She's a good poker face, doesn't she? She plays good poker.
Yeah.
Can't tell.
Well, if not, we better go home. You know, if we're not entertaining, we have nothing to do here.
That's right.
So we're joined by Afsane. Give us your last name.
It's Deharia.
Deharia. I'll get that at the end. I mean, it's spelled just like it, so it's fine, right?
I love Deharia. Your first name.
Thank you.
Can you say it out loud?
Afsana.
Oh.
Afsana.
Sounds like you had a big glass of cold water. Afsana. That is great. What does it mean?
Thank you. It means storyteller. So I was going to change it, like, for my actor name to make it something more simple, but
no.
It's kind of what my job is, so
that's
it just
right.
didn't make sense.
Oh. That's true, yeah. And the thing is that I don't know about people that change their names, you know. I think you kind of lose your identity.
Yeah,
you become like two people or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Talk more into the mic so we can hear you. So you're visiting us from?
London.
From London.
Yeah, London.
So that's where you live?
It is.
Is that
yeah.
where you grew up too?
Yeah.
Really?
I've always lived. I lived in Cheltenham. I grew up there, which it's a little town in Gloucestershire. So you probably don't know.
No, we've never heard of that.
We have
one.
Tons of listeners in Gloucestershire.
I know. If it's not London, I've never heard of it.
Yeah, so I moved to London about 5 years ago.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So to pursue a career and everything?
Yeah, to pursue acting. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, you're still pretty young, so you got your whole life ahead of you.
Yeah.
So did you like move right out of school or something? Did you go to school?
Yeah, I went straight from school to university.
Mm-hmm. You went to theater school, right?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you knew you wanted to act.
Always, yeah.
Really?
Always. Yeah.
Wow, you see, that's what
it's
people...
It's always.
Yeah, they say that, you know. It's like, they say, I don't know what else I would be doing if I wasn't acting,
No,
right?
I haven't got a clue.
Whoa.
They always say if you could think of one thing that you could do other than acting, do that, because you don't want to have to be an actor.
Yeah,
very difficult.
Whenever people ask me that question, I'm like, I just... I don't know.
You couldn't do a 9-to-5.
Oh, gosh, no. No.
I know. I don't know how I've done this all these years, you know, until I finally found my calling.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I mean, I've had a couple businesses of my own, but it was really hard when you work for someone else in an office to work there every day doing the same thing.
Amen.
Yeah.
With the four walls.
Without creativity, it's very difficult.
Yeah.
I like to mix up the routine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but some people are like into it, you know, they're into business and things like that, you
Those
know.
Those are crazy people.
But when you're a creative type, you can't do that stuff, you know. You just can't be put in a box, man. So you decided to pursue your career. So university, you went to an acting school, a drama school?
Yeah, I went to drama school.
Okay. And what was that like? Was that like, do you have to do 4 years there or less?
No. So I first did university, which was, I did a theatre degree, but it's not actor training by any means. Mm. So I did that first as a backup and sort of a compromise with my parents.
I was gonna say, right?
There you go.
And then I took a year to just work in acting and then decided that I did want to get training, so it was kind of like grad school for me, my actor training.
What is it, a BFA? What do you get, an MF? What do you get?
A postgrad degree.
Great.
Yeah. So I went to the International School of Screen Acting and did 1 year of intense training there.
Really?
Yeah.
How cool.
I love, she's and trained people.
Yes, exactly. She doesn't just come
she's
from
immediately
the street.
Credible, that's right.
Yeah, there you go.
It's true.
So you moved to London, and did you find? So, what did you find the job market like when you moved, as far as acting and stuff? Was it easy? Was it hard?
It's always tough.
It's
I
always
think
tough.
Anywhere you are, it's tough.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. So
now, if you're an actor and you say it's so easy, I'm going to call you a liar.
Right.
It's not easy.
I know. Well, maybe it is for some people, but not, you know, if you're a big star or something.
It's just interesting because I think actors and it's the rejection. It's just the no's and the no's and the unending no's.
Yeah.
That can get real tiring.
Yeah. I know. But, you know, what can you do?
Yeah.
You know? So cool. Do you have any siblings?
I do, yeah. I have one younger brother.
Oh,
he
really?
Is actually an accountant. He's like completely the opposite of me.
Really?
He's
there
that
you
guy
go.
We
There's
were talking about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, right. Wow.
He's like, 9-to-5.
It's funny how you grow up in the same family and you take different directions, you know?
It is interesting.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, even twins, you know, sometimes you see identical twins and they're so different. You know,
did you see identical twins gave birth today hours apart in the same hospital room? A door. I'm like, that's
really?
Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Side note.
I know a lot of things like this happen.
Yes.
You know, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I mean, I remember once there was a story. I think I've seen it more than once when twin brothers marry twin sisters and things
that's
like that.
That's a little creepy.
Know?
I don't know why.
It is, right?
I know that that's great. But there's so many people that look alike in that. I don't know. That's a little crazy.
I know. They have twins, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel like twins seem to have this funny connection with other twins.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They love meeting other twins.
Probably,
I think
yeah.
you can't understand them unless you are yourself a twin, which is
right.
very interesting.
Right. And it's really interesting because, like, my ex, for example, she's got a twin sister. They look so much alike. And they're not even identical.
Oh, geez.
And yet they're so different, you know.
Exactly.
And they grew up in the same home, you know. So there you go. You never know.
Never know.
You know, you're born with your own temperament, I think,
born
already.
Born this way. That's right. Of course.
Yeah.
The magic is made in the womb.
Exactly. And then you get screwed up by your parents later. And the kids in school that bully you and stuff. But so what was school like for you? I mean, going back to that, was school easy for you growing up and stuff? Did you have a good childhood?
School. School was interesting. I hated, like, I struggled to concentrate. I mean, I always knew I wanted to act.
Right.
And when you're that age, you don't realize how important it is to still learn maths.
Right.
And
sit still, right?
I'm still terrible at maths. So I was always into the creative subjects. Like, I was always really good at painting and theatre and writing.
Really? So even in high school you did that?
Yes. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Math I never use.
Right? Come on, you use it a lot.
No, I have a bumper sticker I want to get that says, today is another day I never use algebra. True. Like, I never do. But whatever.
That's true, yeah. But I think we use it without
it
even
is
realizing
it. No, of course.
It, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But like trigonometry?
I know.
Yeah, there's certain things like pi.
Yeah.
You spent so long doing pi.
So many things with pi.
Why?
Have you ever been like, thank God I know pi?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I'm sort of grateful to that,
that
education, because it made me curious about a lot of different things.
Yeah.
But I also didn't have the patience to sit on my ass in high school, you know. In elementary school, I couldn't, you know.
Did you have, like, you were hyperactive?
I don't know if I was, but I know that I was losing interest, you know. I don't think I was ADD at all, you know, but I was just, more into the social part of school, you know.
I bet.
That's right? The age, you know.
Makes sense.
What can you do?
Right.
Most students are not very good students at an early age, you know. They're just like, I'm here to socialize and stuff. Awesome. So for those of you just joining us, we're talking to Afsane Deheruya. Whatever. I'm trying. Yeah, I'm trying. By
A
the end
for
of the
effort.
Show,
oh, yeah.
By the end of the show, we'll get it.
That's right.
And so you're an actress. Let's jump a little bit forward just so people know who you are and what you're doing now. I see you're in season 3 of Tyrant.
Tell
us what Tyrant is. So I imagine this is a TV show. If
it
it's
is,
a season.
Yeah. It's season 3 now, yeah. So
it's on FX.
It is. It's on FX every Wednesday at 10 p.m. We're going into episode 7 of 10 this Wednesday.
And you've been on the whole season?
I've been in it since episode 3.
Nice. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, how cool is that? Now, is that this series is being made in the UK or here?
It's shot in Budapest. So they do a lot of the casting from London. That's where I got cast, yeah.
Oh, but it's shot in Budapest.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Okay. And tell us what the show is about. I mean, Tyrant sounds pretty serious.
So it's set in a fictional Middle Eastern state called Abu Dhabi. So it portrays the culture and politics of what is going on in the world at the moment. But it also has elements of drama and entertainment in it as well. So
Sounds good.
The palace, and then there's the caliphate, and there's also young civilians in the university, and they want to grow up in a democracy, and that sort of conflict.
Wow,
there you go. And
that's taken from the headlines, pretty much.
Yeah. The son wants of the tyrant. Is that the right? Is that the son? It focuses on the son of the tyrant.
If the tyrant starts off as there's a young American family that grew up in Pasadena. The father of that family is originally from Abu Dhabi.
I see.
And his father was the president, and he has to go in and help the country because his father dies.
Wow.
So they're now living in Abu Dhabi. So you've also got two young American children living in a completely different society, and how that affects their upbringing now as well.
Wow. Did you guys have to do an accent and everything?
Yeah.
Really?
Middle Eastern accent.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that hard? How did...
Well, I was always told at drama school it was going to come in handy for me. I'm from Iran. That's my origin. So it's something I already worked
there
on.
There you go.
Wow. So do they speak any Arabic at all or in the show? Probably just in little...
There's tiny moments, but not really between main characters.
Right.
Yeah.
So I would imagine a film like this or a show like this would be kind of controversial, would you say?
I
right?
would say it is, yeah.
So, I mean, that makes it more interesting, right?
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
it takes guts to actually take a part like this, too.
Exactly.
Because you don't want to be pigeonholed in a certain role.
Yeah.
Right?
That's one of the things I love about the show. It's a very brave show.
Yeah.
FX tends to pick brave programming. Like they're a little more brave. Like A&E and FX have always been, they're started to be just be a little bit more brave about what they pick. And really, they're the cutting edge of the TV shows, I always think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Maybe I should start watching
there
FX.
There you go.
Although I never watch TV, but, you know, maybe I'll watch it anyway. It's funny because I recorded a couple of, I discovered this channel called MeTV. Have you heard of it?
No.
They got all the old sitcoms, you know, like from the 70s, from the 60s, 70s,
wow.
80s.
Nice.
So, yeah, so I watched a couple yesterday, and it took me back in time, you know.
I like it.
It was funny. I recorded a couple of them. But still, I mean, I don't watch a whole show, you know. Mm-hmm. Just like, oh, Happy Days,
snippets.
Cool. You know, 5 minutes of it. Welcome Back, Carter. Okay, cool. A few minutes. But, you know, that show is where John Travolta started.
Oh, of course.
And have you heard of Welcome Back, Carter? That
no.
was a 1970s sitcom.
I just thought he came from Greece.
No,
he
no.
did.
I,
yeah.
No, he was Vinnie Barbarino on the show. And he
was
so
groovy.
Funny. Yeah, he was so funny. But, boy, he was handsome when he was young.
Oh, gosh.
Huh?
Now now the hair is worrying me with his hair. I can't tell if it, what's happening with the hairline.
I know.
I haven't seen him in a while.
No. He kind of surfaces, and then the hair is very different. But
I think he's got implants. You know, it looks like
something's happening.
Yeah,
something is growing
there, right?
on there.
He had some great hair when he was young,
he
though.
Sure
let me
did,
tell
Danny
you, you know?
Zuko.
Yeah.
Oh, Reese Lennon. Oh, I know every word.
Yeah, and Tony Manero in Saturday Night Fever.
The best.
Yeah, right.
Don't touch the hair. Don't touch my hair.
Yeah, your hair.
Don't touch my hair.
Yeah. I know, it was a good movie, actually. Mm-hmm. I liked it.
I studied it in film school.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, talking about the Bee Gees, actually, not that we are, but Saturday Night Fever was their music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of Barry Gibb.
Mm.
So this weekend, well, they were giving out like a sort of a contest where you can win a ticket to go and see him rehearse in his home studio. But it's kind of like it's on the 20th. They haven't called me, so I figured
they're gonna call.
I'm not qualified, but they're.
You never know.
But they are gonna stream it. I think it's this Saturday, the 20th, at any rate. It's BarryGibb.com/360 or something, if I remember. So I'm gonna catch that.
There you go.
Because he's got a new album. I'm like. In heaven.
There you go.
Yeah,
what do they
go.
Call Barry Gibb fan? Gibblers? What are your fans?
No, they don't have names
for
this.
Middle names. Got it.
Yeah. The interesting thing is that he was like the biggest brain in the Bee Gees, and then his brothers died, and now he's alone. Mm-hmm. He did a concert we went to see at the Hollywood Bowl last year. It was just amazing.
I love the Hollywood
Bowl. It was amazing, you know. And I've always loved him because he's very talented. Mm-hmm. He's written songs for everybody from Kenny Rogers to Barbra Streisand to Celine Dion. I mean, Diana Ross, just about everybody.
The songwriters are the real talents, I think.
Right, they can, you know.
Like Dolly Parton, she's written all those big hits.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know. And he's got a voice that's like the range is so so wide that he can do that falsetto, you know, where they sound like like the Chipmunks, or you know, or they have like their older songs or newer songs where they don't sing like that. So that's just a side note for those who care about Barry Gibb. There you go. So we're back to Afsaneh, an actress from the great. UK, which is, you know, I say it's great because it's our closest ally, really, for America, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's where we came from, right? So there's a good friendship between the two countries, so I like that. So, when you were in London, how do people view Americans? I mean, do they view us with some respect or
or no?
No, by her look, no.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Why is that, I wonder?
I mean, I'd say it's mixed.
It's mixed,
I think everyone loves America. And
right.
So it's a great place to visit, and the people are very friendly. You can sort of chat to anyone, which I don't think you get as much in England. You do more in the north, like up in Yorkshire.
Right.
You'll just, you know, walk past people on the street and they'll say good morning. It's a bit more like that everywhere here, from my experience, I'd say.
That's true, yeah. And it depends excuse me, where you live in the States also, you know, there's some smaller towns, people are really nice. Then you come to LA and people are totally isolated, you know. Yeah. Yeah. Although we do have a lot of great people here. I mean, with 4 million people, there better be some nice ones.
Hopefully.
You know, but it's a different kind of place, you know, obviously. But yeah, I mean, people like look at America in high regard, and yet, but they look at Americans like sometimes we're ignorant, we're stupid, we're not worldly, things like that, you know. And whereas it may be true about some people, you know, I mean, they don't live their hometown for their whole life.
I think that's true about every place. It's a mix of people.
I agree.
There's up and downs. There's really smart people and really, you know, what's funny, I studied in Oxford for a summer at Lady Margaret's Hall, which is so cool to say.
Fancy.
But I know, so fancy. But I did find that it was hard, and I'm a chatter, as you can imagine. And it was funny. I had trouble chatting up the Londoners and the Oxfordians or whatever. They're very enclosed in their own sort of world, a little more private. Really? And even when I would tell, and I knew this, a joke would be funny. I mean, it would be funny. And they'd be like, and that would be it. And it was in just less outwardly expression.
Yeah.
Expressive. So that was my take on that.
So they didn't get the humor.
No. Or they did and I didn't. They don't want to respond. But, you know, it was a little bit less, you know, that tight-lipped sort of stereotype. It was just a little bit more private, I felt, out there. And then in the U.S. is everyone's, like, just telling everything.
More open, yeah.
Yeah, it's like anything
from
goes
Uber
here.
Drivers, actually.
Yeah.
Like, I know so many Uber drivers' life stories. Like, their whole, their childhood,
That's
their
true.
Love lives, everything.
What, how they take their coffee, like, their egg choice. That's so true. And it's a lot to do with sort of, like, I think social media is you tell everybody everything at all, this all the time. Where you're eating, what you're doing, you got a haircut, like, you know.
Right, yeah. People so think true. Like other people care, you know.
I know. And I do sometimes. Look at those bangs. Great.
Yeah. So so this is cool. So did you, I would imagine you've acted before. So when you got to London, what was the first break you got?
The first break I got, it was... just before grad school, I got a lead role in a feature, an independent one. It's called Freesia. It's produced by Arakan Creative, and I played a young activist. It's all set up north as well, actually. So that was my northern experience for you. So I play a young activist who's just finished university and she wants to go into politics. And she is originally from Iraq. Her family are Muslim, and she's being attacked, suffering from Islamophobia in the area, and she's very outspoken. And
And where does this take place, in England?
It takes place in England.
Is it modern times?
Yes, it is. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Islamophobia. Yeah. It's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a recent thing. Have you? Been like on the receiving end of Islamophobia? I mean, have you felt it? I mean, have you felt like people bullied you or harassed you because you're a Muslim?
I've had racism, but no. Because I think you're going to see that more. I mean, I hope you're not going to see it at all. But if you do, it would be because you're wearing a hijab.
Mm-hmm. I see. But otherwise, people don't know.
Exactly.
They don't harass you or anything.
And London is just a mix of so many. I mean, England's like a mix of so many people.
Right, exactly. You know.
Yeah.
But, so this is an interesting topic, but we'll leave it for another show, okay? Because we don't want to get too heavy into this stuff. But at the same time, you are taking challenging roles.
Yes,
right? It's not just like the girlfriend or...
That's what I play. The kooky girl next door. I wave, hello. That's it. That's so interesting. So who do you play in Tyrant? Tell us about your character.
So my character's called Medea Catan. So you see her and her brother come in episode 3. They both arrive. So she starts off at the university and she actually... I can say this now because it's aired. She gets radicalized and she's actually gone to the caliphate now. We've just seen her connect with a very powerful leader in the caliphate. So you'll have to see where that goes.
Whoa. That's crazy. That is controversial.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Do you get like social, like people tweeting and stuff after that episode? Was it a, did you see anything different in your sort of social media, your watchers?
I got warned that I might do, but I haven't seen anything. No.
Yeah, good, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of haters out there, you know? But yeah, you'll get big enough and you'll get all the hate mail, you know? You'll see.
Yay.
And, you know, let's hope.
Something to look forward to, right?
Fingers crossed.
So when was Frisia made?
Frisia was made in 2014.
Oh, okay. So 2 years ago. Yeah. And was that released here in the U.S. at all?
Not yet.
No, huh?
It's hopefully coming, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it released in Europe and other places in the world?
In England, yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It did. It made it to a few festivals in the U.S.
Right.
It's still working on distribution.
Oh, okay. And it's a full feature film?
It is, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you were booking roles in theater school. Like that came, you were still in school or...?
So I wasn't working while I was studying, but in that year I had in between university and grad school, I actually ended up getting that
part.
But I still wanted to train, so I still stopped working for a year and went back to it.
Good for you.
Wow, very cool. So you like living in England, or would you move here to Hollywood?
I'd love to move to the U.S.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why, is it more opportunities here, or what do you think?
I think I find, personally for me, there are, because all the auditions I seem to be getting at the moment are American anyway.
Really?
I feel like the Middle Eastern subjects are quite topical here at the moment. So.
You're hot, man. You are hot right now.
So I think I need to get over here.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
I dated an Iranian Filipino for 5 years, who I love dearly and still good friends with, and he was an actor at the time. And commercially, he would just start booking it. They were like, we just need someone ambiguous and ethnically ambiguous. And he was like, you had no idea where he was right.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's
right?
Such a cool mix.
Oh, he could have been from anywhere.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I know. All the ethnicities in the world, mm-hmm. you know, if we could only get along, for crying out loud, you know. But it doesn't happen that way. So the film you made was an independent. Now, Tyrant is a series that did it play in British TV as well?
It does, yeah. There are a few episodes behind, but it airs on Fox over in the US.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay. In the UK, sorry.
Okay, but the production company is in England?
No, it's the production company is Fox.
Oh, I see. Okay,
yeah.
Wow.
How's Budapest?
Oh, it's so nice.
Yeah,
are
you in Buda or Pest? No, that's real, isn't it?
Oh, really?
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
it's
really, isn't that funny? Yeah,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, I was staying in Pest, and where we would shoot is about half an hour drive away. So
cool.
Because they've made like an entire Middle Eastern land, it's incredible.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, it's amazing.
Wow. So they had a budget.
Yeah.
They have a budget,
yeah.
Wow,
FX,
nice.
Man.
Yeah. That must make you feel good, right?
Oh,
I mean, how did you get this role? How did that happen?
I was cast in London. It all happened very fast. Oh.
Did you have an agent or did you?
I did,
okay,
yeah.
Got it.
So I got an agent after grad school, after International School of Screen Acting. And then he found me that audition, and I auditioned with the Hubbards, which are a big casting family in the UK.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I got it.
Wow,
dang.
How cool.
How long before you auditioned before you heard you got it?
A couple of weeks.
Okay, so very fast.
It was all very fast.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you must have been
overjoyed. God.
That was a good day.
Yeah. Did you just jump up and down?
Yeah.
Because that's when you finally can go to your parents and say, you see, I told you
exactly.
So.
Exactly.
Right?
I've been waiting for that moment.
That was the best phone call.
That's the best.
Yeah, I know. I don't need a 9-to-5.
That's right.
I don't need a real job.
That's
this is my job.
So validating.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. So, but it's hard to move here, right? I mean...
Oh, yeah.
With immigration and everything now, right? They're being
because
there's only like, how many do they give like green cards and stuff? A million or two every year?
Yeah, it's very few.
Yeah.
Very few.
So it's hard.
Yeah, we have to start with an entertainment visa, and that lets you live here for 3 years. And then I think after that, you might be able to apply for a green card.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Unless you find an American man.
That's
there
what I'm
go.
Saying.
Yeah, you know, that'll be the shortcut.
Are you dating anyone now?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you go, folks. You can rush down to the station.
Right.
and ask
those are
for
footsteps.
A hand.
They're coming.
No, but you're very beautiful. I'm sure you won't find any trouble at all. Now you're focusing on your career more, probably.
Yeah,
right?
That's number one.
Yeah, exactly. Because if you're going to have a boyfriend now or something, it's going to be like you have to split your time. And
well, I never know where I'm going.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's true, right. Well, whatever. You know, you can meet guys wherever you go, right? In different countries and stuff, you know. Sounds good to me. So what's... So now, Tyrant, do they have any new seasons in the can yet? I mean, do they know they're going to continue the show?
Not yet. You know?
So you're waiting to be renewed for season.
Waiting, yeah.
When do you think you'll hear it? Soon?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
This is my
first. Yeah. You never know it, to be honest. Yeah. You never know anything. But especially because this is my first US show experience.
Right.
I'm having a lot of first times.
Yeah, right. Now, do you find that it's absolutely crucial to have an agent, or do you think people can get jobs without it, without one?
I think the UK industry works very different to the US, so I have no idea about here. But in the UK, I would say it's not crucial. It's all about finding the right person. It doesn't matter how what big name you have or whatever. It's about the relationship with the agent and them genuinely believing in you. I think that's the most important thing.
Right.
And they're really pushing for you and not just submitting you and leaving it. They're, you know, getting on the phone.
Yeah, at least you want them to care about you. You
it's
know
hard I mean? To find someone who'd... Yeah, I found, you know, I found someone at a stand-up spot who is now my manager. And it's like it came from real... as a, she's a fan. So she really believes in you. So it's very... But it's
amazing.
Very hard to do out here.
Yeah. Huh?
Agencies are a dime a dozen out here. You
right.
know, you
and,
know?
And there's so much competition.
Oh, my God.
Know, everything.
And I've gotten more work by myself, to be honest, than anything else.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got to hit the pavement and do the work, the footwork yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And so you're probably... Now, so you're in... So you're visiting now, what, to promote the show?
Yeah.
Tyrant,
yeah, I'm here
right?
for a couple of weeks, yeah.
Okay. And so you're here to promote it in the U.S. and everything.
Yeah.
And
is that a first
cool.
for promotion for you? Doing
yes.
promote? Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Very cool. You say you're like traveling all over the world. Have you been in other places, like outside of work and stuff?
Outside of work?
Yeah, like, I mean, have you been to other countries or where it wasn't work related?
Not for Tyrant.
No, not for Tyrant.
Just vacation.
In your life. In your life.
I have been. Oh, I've been to New York. I love New York.
Right.
If I could live anywhere, I'd probably live in New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
More so than LA.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a happening place. There's no doubt about it, you know.
It's happening.
LA is very sleepy compared to New York.
I love it. But I lived in New York 3 years and it was magical. Magical.
Right. But you could live there forever,
no, I'm
right?
I'm too old and I'm too I'm too loud.
I haven't driven for 5 years. The driving here scares me.
Yeah. For
yeah,
a non-driver,
yeah.
it's a little terrifying.
Yeah, you would definitely have to drive here. I mean, we have no public transportation.
No. Know? I bought a bike once, and then I rode it, and I, like, almost got killed three times by cars, and then I sold it.
Yeah,
I was like,
right?
You can't even bike. It's very difficult.
I know. I mean, I have a bike, and I ride it sometimes, but I find that I better just ride on the sidewalk if I'm, like, near my house, because I'm afraid people will run
cars.
Me over in the street, you know. And there are bike lanes, but all the guy has to do is, you know, just twitch a little bit.
No, or look on the phone for a Snapchat.
Right.
And you're gone, man.
You're gone.
I mean, it's LA is very
you're gone.
Dangerous.
So that really scares me.
Yeah.
So much for all the bike lanes that are totally unnecessary. Nobody uses them, you know. So, or then go to a place where there's a bike path, you know, like on the beach and things like that. But you're right. I mean, to ride a bike to work or something, that's like taking your life in your own hands.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
You know? And yet at the same time, you know, you go places like the Netherlands, for example. I love Amsterdam.
All they do is bike.
Yeah,
everybody rides bikes, you know,
everywhere.
By the thousands.
That's so cool.
You know,
and then the little kids are right on the back. I mean,
yeah,
it's so funny. Amsterdam is such a beautiful place. And then they all just bike to work with their little briefcases. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, around Christmas when the river freezes, they all get their ice skates out and they just skate to work.
Yeah.
That's like a puzzle.
Yeah,
like 1,000 feet, like a perfect landscape.
Yeah, it's a great place.
Wow.
I know. I just don't think I could live in the cold, you know. Have you ever lived in a real cold
I went to
place?
University of Michigan.
Yeah.
And it was cold for about 9 months out of the year. I graduated in May and there was a blizzard.
Wow.
So I lived in the coldest of colds.
Yeah.
And it was awful. For me,
yeah.
I had a really hard time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand how people can live in
cold.
Some
people love
like
it.
I'm so over it.
I know. And yeah. London is very sort of dreary, a bit
it's
gray.
Depressing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
But does it get cold there too?
Oh, so cold.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like a biting cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Freezing.
Yeah.
Have you been to London?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you went. You went to Oxford.
I went to Oxford, and then I went to London when I was studying in Italy. And I just, like, and I've visited with my parents. I just have a long, I love London.
Yeah.
I would move there in a heartbeat. But it's also very expensive.
Yeah, it is. And it's very crowded, too, you know. I mean, it's packed with people. I remember trying to take the underground.
The tube.
The tube. And I try, you know, it stopped at the station. I'm trying to get in, and there's no room in the train. You can't even hop on.
In Asia, they have people that stand there and push you in.
Really?
And to push
like
people
sardines,
in.
Right?
They're called people movers, and they push you in. It's that crowded. I'm like,
wow.
I can't do it. I cannot do it.
I don't know how people could live like this, you know?
Sardines.
I don't know, you know? Yeah, but that's the reality, you know? And the traffic is bad there, too. But, yeah, I was there probably, what, 3-4 years ago for a couple of days on the way somewhere else. And I enjoyed it a lot. You know, it's really cool taking a bus ride around town and things like that. You know, I would never drive in London, you know. I mean, not only are you on the opposite side of the car and the street, but it is crowded, you know.
Yeah, but that, when you go to Italy... It's just like,
it's
baby,
worse,
I'm
right?
going up, I'm getting you, move, move,
I know,
move.
Nobody's even like, stopping,
really?
Right?
Nobody. I mean, yeah. I would just hold my breath during the taxi cab and be like, pray. It is insane. At least London is a little bit more organized. Oh,
right.
Man, it's just insane.
No, it's true. But people manage to drive without...
Everybody
right?
drives, yeah, it's
in Italy and stuff, you know, nobody...
Somehow.
Yeah, and it's the same thing in those Asian countries mm-hmm. where you see on Facebook, they show all these videos and stuff, and you go, how can these people do that, you know?
It's crazy.
But, yeah, I mean, just think the stress of driving when you're driving in a place like this, you know? Here, we're just in the car, turn on the air and the music, and we have fun,
mm-hmm.
you know?
That's right.
So that's why I love America so much. I think, you know, this is like, you've got everything here, you know, and everything's so convenient.
We don't have the history, though. That's what I love about London is its history.
Yeah, that's true.
We're new. We're newbies. But there's still something
newbies.
Great about that.
Yeah, no, I mean, true. If you want to see ancient history, then Europe is the way to go, mm-hmm. you know, for sure. But... Mm-hmm. But yeah, otherwise, you know. So for those of you just joining us, why the hell are you just joining us? It's the
late.
End of the show already.
Late.
We're talking to Afsaneh. She's an actress from the UK. She stars in the in season 3 of Tyrant, which is a series that's on FX right now. When does it come on? When does it air?
It's Wednesdays at 10 p.m.
Wednesdays at 10.
That's a good spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it cool for you to watch yourself?
I don't like watching myself.
It's weird, isn't it?
But I feel like I learn from it. So at this stage,
yeah.
I've got to keep watching myself.
Right. Yeah, you do learn from it. I know. I hate listening to the show myself, but sometimes I listen, you know.
People never like the sound of their own voice.
No. Yeah.
I hate the sound.
I love the sound of your voice. You could literally read me user guide manuals and I'd be like, keep going.
Is that just the British?
It's the British, but it's that darling lilt. Oh. So sophisticated.
Yeah, you see, you can find something special in everything.
Oh my
you
god.
Know? This is cool. So Afsaneh, what's in the future for you? What are you gonna do next?
So I get back to London early next week, and then I start shooting a short film. It's called Pega, and I play a young Iranian woman, which is nice because I've never actually played an Iranian
before. Oh, that's
before.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
And it's about her upbringing in a strict Iranian family living in Britain. And
oh, wow. That would be interesting.
How it affects her going to school and socializing with people from different backgrounds.
Right.
That's amazing.
Wow. Yeah.
You're going to have a hot streak. I mean, really. You're hitting it early, girl.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Now, but then obviously if there's more seasons of Tyrant are going to be there as well, right?
You'll
unless they
the
kill off
see.
The character, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, it's like you never know with these writers.
Right.
You know, they could kill you off one episode. You're out of a job.
And you don't know until you read that episode. Yeah. You're like, you die. Wait, what? You're flipping the pages.
Yeah.
What?
Does that
do
mean
I
a fire?
Yeah, like Game of Thrones during the Red Wedding, which everybody died in that. They said one of the characters was like reading it at the table reading was like, oh, I die?
Wow.
It's dreadful. I mean, it's terrible.
Wow. I know. That's terrible to find that out,
yeah.
Right? Do you have any inspiration from actors, actresses that you have some favorites?
So many.
Really?
Yeah, I have loads.
Who's like to you like someone to look up to?
Or career that you would want to follow in.
Oh, a career I'd want to follow in. Oh.
That is kind of hard.
It is hard because I feel like there's little bits of lots of different careers
that
I want to bring in and create my own, I guess.
Yeah.
Start your own, blaze your own trail.
Exactly. You know, yeah. I mean, there's always inspiration, but you got to have your own style. You got to have your own image, your own brand.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. So, well, if we can help you to move to the U.S., just let us know.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
He's just proposed marriage to you. So it just happened. You know you did.
Yeah, but that's how we do it in America.
Yeah. Hey, you want this?
We're very indirect here.
What do you want, this? Yeah, all right. Green card.
But no, really, I mean, you know, America, really, Hollywood is the place to be. But if you can find work in London and stuff, which I'm sure there's a lot of, right?
Yeah, I mean, the industry's changed a lot now because you have self-taping. So we get a lot more of the U.S. auditions and pilot season stuff. So
everyone acting in the U.S. pilots are British. I mean, they hire a ton of Brit because they train.
Yeah.
They're really good actors.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. You see a lot of people and you have no idea they actually have a British accent or, I mean, it's interesting. It's just loads of, I like to say loads now that she said it.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of British actors that came in because they're well-trained.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to figure out how they get an American accent, you know? I mean, for 40 friggin' years I've been trying. I can't get it right. What the hell? And then there's people coming in here and they, you know, they can speak American.
Can you do like an? Can you imitate someone that's Southern? Like, hey there.
Nah,
no,
it's gonna sound funny.
Can you
I'm
do
not
British?
Good with accents.
Can you do British?
No, I'm not good with accents.
Can you
at
do
all.
British stories?
I can do British. I can.
Yeah.
I've done loads.
I can do French, but of course.
Oh. That's all you say, though.
That's all I
the
say.
The one sentence.
But of course.
Smoking a cigarette all of a sudden. For no reason.
Or I can imitate Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah,
Like I'm the locksmith of love.
Yes,
no,
that's right.
Yeah,
you know that is a creepy skunk.
Yeah,
very
but
aggressive.
I love him. I love him because he is aggressive, but he doesn't care that the females don't want
but
him.
But that
you
seems
know?
A little illegal.
Yeah, well, he's forever an optimist.
Man,
that's what
know.
He is.
Is that
know?
It?
Yeah, that's what he is.
Right.
And it's usually cats anyway.
It's a very weird cartoon, that one. I've always had an issue with that.
I know, but I love him. I don't know. I think he's so funny with the French accent and everything. So what do I know, right?
That's right.
But do you have a favorite Looney Tunes character?
Who do I like?
Like Bugs Bunny?
I like Bugs Bunny, I think. I like Daffy.
Daffy's funny.
Yeah, yeah. I like, Elmer, I never liked the one with the hunter.
Yeah, I know. Elmer Fudd is not that great.
No.
But Speedy Gonzalez?
Yes, sure.
Andale, andale, Piper.
Very good accent work
see,
on that.
There you go, you see. So, yeah. So, I mean, no, you try to be as close. You try to do that.
Andale, andale.
Okay.
Silence.
Yeah, that sounds exactly like a Mexican.
Is there any British cartoons like that are pretty famous in the U.S. of a British act?
Are there?
Not that I know. No, I don't know any.
All right.
Oh, well, whatever.
Well.
You see, we're good at something here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we got a lot of medals. But the U.K. is number two, right?
Mm-hmm.
But still, I mean, by like almost double.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you watch the Olympics?
I haven't been so good this year.
Yeah, because you're traveling.
Last time I was really into it.
Nice.
Especially because it was in London. Everyone got
that's
very
2012.
It was so much fun.
Did you go to any of the live events at all?
No, I wish. It was so hard to get.
It was hard to get tickets.
Really hard.
Yeah. I bet it was so crowded.
Yeah, really crap.
Yes. I like that opening of the British, the London 2012, the opening ceremony.
It was great.
And oh, you still remember it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with the James Bond thing.
Yeah, I remember, yeah. And the Queen. But then right. I remember that weird, like, hospital part where they were, like, in the nurses' outfits.
Was
yeah,
that
I remember
the
that.
Opening or the closing?
Oh, it might have been.
I think that was the closing.
Oh, and I was like,
that
what
was
is
like,
happening
yeah, it was
here?
A celebration of the NHS.
Oh, got it. Okay. I was like, they look great. But that Bond thing with the little corgis.
Yeah, right.
Oh, the Queen Mom. Amazing.
I know.
But the best opening ceremonies of all time was Beijing. That was incredible. If you guys remember that.
I don't remember. I don't remember.
It was, well, it's the Chinese. They were perfect technicians of everything. And at one point, they were flipping what looked like electronic blocks. And at the end of it, to make different shapes, they lifted up and it was all human beings.
Wow.
And I lost my shit.
Really?
Yeah, it was. It's amazing. It's a great opening ceremony.
Really?
Yeah.
So it touched you in that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, it's like perfect. The technician of it is perfect. They're all like... they've been practicing for like decades, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Probably more than the Brazilians. I don't know.
Man.
I mean, the Olympics has been pretty cool, you know, except
yeah.
a couple of people got mugged and
but
stuff.
But I was expecting much worse in
right?
Rio.
Yeah.
Oh, much, much worse. I was
right.
very, I'm amazed. But they did say some of the swimmers and people in the ocean doing like rowing have had some rashes and stuff from the water is not well. It's
yeah.
not good.
Yeah. You mean the green water in the pool is not that healthy?
Apparently, one of the divers said it looked like it smelled like a fart the whole time. But apparently, they found out they put hydrogen peroxide supposed to clean it, but it doesn't mix with chlorine, so it causes this algae.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, really.
Good.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
It's great.
Well, Afsane, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Where can people connect with you on social media, things like that, if they want to find you?
I'm on everything,
I'm
really.
Around.
Yeah.
Okay, but how
you can
they find
me on Twitter and Instagram.
Okay. Under your name?
Under my name, Afsane
okay.
Zehria, yeah.
Okay, sounds
yeah.
good. And if you guys don't know how to spell it, we'll have the spelling on the website. And just put Afsane and Tyrant, and you'll probably find her.
You're
right?
Beautiful British woman.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You're a lot of fun. You're a successful actress, and we always admire that. You know,
thank you so
people
much.
Running after, going after their dreams, after their passion,
and succeeding,
Oh,
it's rare.
You know, so you've showed your parents.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
yay.
You've come through. Yeah,
mic drop.
Boom.
Well, much more success to you. Have a safe trip back home. Where
thank
are you going to stay in LA the whole time while you're here, or are you?
Yeah, I'm in
US.
LA for the rest of my time, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. You going to go to any tourist places?
Let me know any recommendations.
In-N-Out Burger.
Have. Oh, I'm obsessed.
Obsessed. I mean,
it's just...
But
oh,
do
I
go
just,
to Universal if you can. Universal Studios is a nice
I've
tour.
I've been, yeah.
Oh, you have
yeah.
been? Okay,
yeah.
cool.
Warner
good
Brothers
so you know
is a good
that.
Tour, too. It's
okay.
Tour.
That's what I heard. I've never
really
been
fun.
Though.
Really?
Really
fun, yeah.
Oh, wow. Cool. And Disneyland, of course. I don't know if you want to go
yeah.
there or not.
Oh,
but
the best.
Yeah. Anyway, folks, thank you all for joining us. Tori, have a wonderful day.
Thank you, everyone.
And
have
we'll see you tomorrow.
Day. You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.